From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Officials in Pakistan say an overturned oil tanker burst into flames Sunday, killing at least 140 people who had rushed to the scene to gather leaking fuel. Authorities say about 80 people were injured in the explosion, and many of them are in critical condition. The tanker was traveling on the main highway from the southern port city of Karachi to the Punjab provincial capital of Lahore when the driver lost control of the vehicle. Writer Scarlett Sitanovich has more on the disaster.
Officials estimate at least 123 victims have died. The vehicle overturned after trying to make a sharp turn on a highway near the city of Bahawalpur. People had gathered to collect fuel when the tanker exploded, burning everyone on and around the spot. A rescue worker's spokesman says initial reports are that somebody tried to light a cigarette, catching spilt fuel alight, which led to the blast. About 80 more people were injured. Serious burn victims, several in critical condition, were airlifted to nearby hospitals. Firefighters fought the flames for over 2 hours before extinguishing the fire. A large number of other vehicles were also destroyed in the blaze.
The disaster happened on the eve of Eid al-Fitr, marking the end of the holy fasting month of Ramadan. China has brokered a deal between Pakistan and Afghanistan for the establishment of a bilateral crisis management mechanism to avoid any breakdown in mutual communications and contacts in the event of terrorist attacks on both sides of their long, shared border. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington. Rescue workers in China are trying to recover bodies following the deadly landslide in the southwestern province of Sichuan. Officials say 93 people remain missing after a huge landslide Saturday buried the mountain village of Xinmo in Mao County. Three people, a couple and their baby, were found alive immediately after the wall of rock and debris destroyed at least 40 houses, but no other survivors have been found. More than 100 remain missing, 62 homes covered by the landslide. Authorities say the landslide was caused by torrential rain, and the cascading debris of mud and roads blocked a 2-kilometer stretch of a river and a 1.6-kilometer section of a road. Iraqi forces pushed deeper into the historical heart of Mosul on Sunday in their fight to retake it from Islamic State militants, with one Baghdad commander saying that 65% to 70% of the old city had been liberated. Lieutenant Colonel Salam al-Obadai said there is less than a square kilometer left to retake. He estimated there were only a few hundred Islamic State fighters left in the city. The Israeli military said Sunday that it had attacked a series of targets belonging to a Syrian regime after projectiles from the neighboring country landed in its territory for the second day in a row. In a statement, the military said it targeted two artillery positions and an ammunition truck belonging to the Syrian regime after, quote, errant fire from Syria hit the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights for a second day. No casualties were reported, but the Israeli military warned civilians to avoid gathering in open areas near the border. Turkish police stopped protesters and attempted to disperse those marching for LGBT rights in Istanbul on Sunday, a day after the governor banned the march. The French press agency AFP reported rubber bullets being fired to break up the crowds. Unlike some other Muslim countries, there is no law in Turkey forbidding homosexuality. The parade has been held since 2003 and has drawn peaceful crowds of more than 100,000 people. On the anniversary of the beginning of the Korean War, the South's leader called on the North to stop its nuclear and ballistic missile development. South Korean Prime Minister Lee Nak-yoon told veterans and government officials at a ceremony Sunday the North continues provocative military actions, such as launching a ballistic missile. There's more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.